Welcome to One Nerd and Two Noobs.
Hello and welcome back to One Nerd, Two Noobs. I'm Cole Sorensen. With me as always are...
I'm Tim Sorensen, his dad.
And Rowan Sorensen, his brother.
Welcome back, you guys.
Welcome back.
It's good to see ya.
Good to see you. What
good to see ya.
We're not seeing it.
You know what?
Seeing shit.
We're seeing all the shit.
Good to speak at ya.
It's good to speak at ya.
Good to assault your earlobe.
It's good for you to listen.
Well, I understand.
Prepare for some earlobe assault.
I'm Cole. I'm back again with another board game review at the top of the episode.
Come on, man. No, you got it. Oh, that was...
What?
You got to go into it strong. You have to... Okay, first of all, you have to... I have to introduce it to you.
Okay,
it doesn't sound so self-promoting.
Fair enough.
Hey, everybody. You know what time it is, kids. It's time for Cole's Game Corner.
Yay.
Starring Cole Sorensen. And this week's review is for the game
Horrified. Oh, I thought you had more. No,
Go ahead, take over.
We need to see 13
take over.
Special.
What?
See fine tickets.
Are they in coming concert?
I don't know, but I want to see them.
I'll look them
so,
up.
For Horrified, it's a board game by Ravensburger.
Yes.
That was a big
Ravensburger. Horrified, a universal monster strategy board game. It's a lot of fun. So you're playing different investigators in like a Frankenstein Dracula village, and you're going there and your ultimate goal is to defeat the monsters. It's a up to 6-player game, and you each choose an investigator and you're trying to defeat them in a timely manner before the horrified meter. Or the
what
horrified
the
meter.
Horrified. What, the way you said that so fast was funny. Horrified meter? A meter? What is a meter? That was a good call. Mm-hmm. Like it's a meter. Meaner wiener.
I'm sorry, it's a 1-5 player game. I misspoke. I thought, I knew there was something cool about it. It's 1-5 player, so you could play it by yourself, or you could play it in a group setting. You're playing different investigators. Each investigator has like a different... special ability, and that definitely factors in the game. And there are a couple of ways that you can lose the game. There's a horrifying meter where if that hits 10, you lose. If you run out of monster cards, you lose. And there's several losing factors and a couple winning factors. Each monster has a different thing you must do in order to defeat them. We played against the creature from the Black Lagoon and Dracula. We played a little bit wrong the first time, but halfway through the game, it was amazing. Like we got going, and it's a lot of fun, and anyone can really play it. It's a very easy pick up and go game.
It was pretty easy to figure out.
And you can set the difficulty
even
depending
for us.
And you can set the difficulty depending on the monster that you're going up against.
Did I play this one?
Yeah. We all played it on Christmas. Remember, I got Corona.
What was this?
With the Universal Monsters.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
How much is it, Cole?
The grand total for this board game is gonna run you about $34.82. But it comes with
that's not bad at all.
That's an odd number.
It's on
that's
Amazon.
It's oddly low.
Yeah, that's really cheap.
That was a good
game for that much money.
Which is awesome. So you get it comes with miniatures for each one of the monsters, so you can paint those if you want. And it comes with a bunch of amazing art in the board game.
Yeah.
The board itself is really
that
cool looking.
Cheap as shit.
It's a really cool game. It's definitely worth
props. Is
checking.
It from some big game conglomerate though? That's sucking the soul out of the industry.
It's from Ravensburger Game.
What's Ravensburger Games?
Ravens.
Am I supposed to remember?
Burger.
Ravensburger.
Yeah.
Ravensburger Games.
They do puzzles. They
Burger?
Do board games. They do a bunch of stuff.
I can't say that I have.
They're a bit feathery, but they're good.
Mm.
There's they do a bunch of different games. Raven it's great. Burgers. It's a very fun Raven. Game. It's sold out a lot of the time, but they put a lot more out now, so it's easier to get your hands on. So I definitely recommend checking it out and giving
the Raven
and picking it up. It's more. The same. They're the same people who did
God
the Jaws.
Damn it, you're good.
They're the same people who did the Jaws board game and
which we need to buy.
Yeah, which we need to pick up. Yes. And the new Jurassic
Park. Oh, we also need to get the what's it called board game. Nakatomi Tower.
Die Hard.
Yeah, Die Hard, the Die Hard one.
Yeah.
We'll find those at some point. But they did all those Mr. ones, Falcon. and I heard great things about the Jaws one, but we really enjoyed this. Overall, I'm gonna give it a four sword rating. It's a very fun game.
Out of 10?
Out of 5.
It was good. I liked that one. That was a good one. I
and the art,
we didn't
the
play
easiness.
It right, we played
well, halfway through the game, we got it right.
You know what, Cole?
That was because I messed up a little bit.
Halfway doesn't mean.
Fair enough.
We did
it right. Well, it's a fun game either way, and I definitely recommend checking it out.
If you did, like, halfway through heart surgery, you're like, oh, I did the first half wrong, would that be good?
Well, I'd be dead, so you'd know that it was wrong right off the bat. So I'm all like,
well, shit! Next time, we'll get it.
Yeah. So,
sew them up, stuff them in a closet.
The other
well, with
thing
that,
is the art is very cool.
Yes.
The art is
the
amazing.
The color template. It's very like Castlevania 1-esque. Yeah, whatever.
Template. I was like, what is a
template?
I'm trying to wrap my Ryan mind around that.
It's very like Castlevania Juan type kind of thing. Like blues and oranges, very exaggerated, very cool. The only problem is you don't kill monsters. It's like a pacifist monster game.
You defeat them.
You hide from them and
you hide. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, we're all friends.
High five.
It should be called pussified instead of horrified.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it's like, oh, we're not going to kill them all.
Well, what do you give it then on
plus
your
plus 70% of the player characters are women.
Spelled with a dumb.
So it's like, what? That doesn't seem very equal to me.
It should be.
There's one old guy.
50-50.
Like a little boy. And then, like, 5 women. Am I wrong? Why are you giving me that look, dingus?
It's true. I like games that have a good, even
it's
amount.
It's like, make it an even...
Yeah, so you can choose, like, strong female characters.
Even amount,
or
know?
Strong male characters. So, if you're a woman playing the game, you got a whole bunch of killer choices.
Yeah, I know,
awesome.
That's great.
And if you're a guy, you're going to be either an old man or a little kid.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, you know.
No,
sorry.
There's the, old man, the little kid, and then there's the, the
Egyptian guy.
What was he? He was
the guy who digs holes. He has a shovel.
No, he was something. Yeah, I forget
shoveler.
What his name was.
The shovel man.
Nah,
the shovel.
But what do you give it rating wise then?
I'm gonna give it a 3.6.
That's
out of 5.
3.6 out of 5.
I'll give it a 3.5. Solid.
3.5 thimbles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thimbles. Yeah. That's
good. Cool. Well, that was my review. I hope you were able to hear it. I know halfway through they started yelling. So, enjoy it.
We're adding.
Uh-huh.
We're giving content. We're putting umami on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So,
the
with
flavor.
That,
the
with
flavor.
That, we go over to the movie review corner
brought
with Rowan Sorton.
I woke up at 10 o'clock, by the way.
Why'd you get up so early?
I don't... Because I had to pee.
That sucks.
Not
I woke
early.
Up, I got like 5... No. Well, when you go to bed at 5, it is early, dingus. I got like 5 hours of sleep, and I tried to go back to bed, and I couldn't go back to bed, and I finally fell back asleep, and then Cole woke me up. So...
Damn you, Cole.
I'm kind of tired.
Damn you and your 1 p.m. wake-up call.
Yeah, I know. It's like, Jesus, H. Criminy. You got
like 12.
A decent time.
12:30, I think.
All right, Ro.
You
movie review time.
I don't feel bad. Go
all
ahead.
Right.
Let me look
reviews.
Up the movie, because I need to get some facts on it.
Some factolas.
Well,
why don't you say the name of the movie?
The name
us.
Of the movie
uh-huh.
is 1962's classic Japanese film Harakiri. It is about the premises.
Isn't that supposed to be Are you talking about
Harakiri?
Where they gut themselves?
Yes, seppuku is the
seppuku. Yeah,
but
harakiri.
Harakiri is the.
I thought it was harakiri.
They're both
same thing.
The same thing.
Oh,
I believe if I'm not mistaken.
Now you learned something.
But the movie is Harakiri.
Cool.
And it's about the premise is.
Sounds
so,
like you're saying Harakiri.
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 I had a kitty.
It's a very nice film about a man who has a kitten.
It's the background of how Hello Kitty was created.
No, it's pretty much. But in reality, it's about people ripping their intestines open with a piece of bamboo.
Oh, shit.
So the premise is, in feudal Japan, there were Ronins and there were samurai. Now, Ronins are basically hobos. They are the jobless people, the jobless former samurai who used to have a master, but now they don't for any type of reason. Either the master was killed or the master committed seppuku for something.
For dishonor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dishonor.
And,
what?
And, so basically these guys have no job. And they're like living in poverty, but the whole point is a Ronin went to a temple, a samurai temple, and asked to commit harakiri for a honorable death. But the thing is, they took pity on him, and instead of letting him commit harakiri, he got a job with the samurai and became a samurai again. So the problem with that is other temples, samurai temple, I don't think it's called a temple, but it's, you know, like the place where they are. They...
It probably is a temple.
Is it a temple? I don't know.
I think so. Yeah.
They get to thinking that, okay, since these people let this Ronin come in and say, like... He said he's going to commit harakiri, which, like, yeah, he probably was, but they let him have the job. But now they believe other Ronin are going to come to their temple saying...
Looking for work.
They want to commit harakiri, commit seppuku. But in reality, they're only going to do it to get the job. So, as they believed, a Ronin came by to commit harakiri, but he wasn't actually going to do it. He was just doing it to get a job. So they force him to commit seppuku with his blades. But the problem is, he sold his blades, and they're now made out of bamboo. So they make him commit seppuku with blades made out of bamboo. So it's really brutal and really hardcore scene in the movie. And this is all in the first,
they chop off
like,
his
10
head
minutes.
Also, right after?
Yes.
Right?
That's
the
how...
In the seppuku, they chop the head off, right?
They put the blade into their stomach and then drag it across their stomach to disembowel themselves. And then they have the person to the side, after they've done it, cut their head off. Yeah, so this is that's just the literally the first like 10 minutes of the movie, 10-20 minutes of the movie, is this kind of laying down this story that I just said, and then another Ronin comes in to do the same thing, but he starts like I don't want to ruin it, but it's like a really like an amazing movie about honor and what it means to truly be like an honorable person. And how, like, the samurai code is bullshit. It's kind of like a Goodfellas before Goodfellas. You know?
Yeah.
You know how Goodfellas is about, like,
yeah,
how the bullshit, like, the mafia code is.
And
don't rat him out. And then, but they go ahead and, like, go behind his back. They don't give his family money when he's in prison.
They don't stand up to the code
at their
end.
Well, their code, and then he starts killing everyone else because to take their money for the...
For the robbery.
Lufthansa heist, or what is it?
Lufthansa
heist?
Yeah.
He goes killing everyone, and then it's the code. It's the same kind of thing.
The guy whose brother was one of the people that got killed.
Yeah.
It was part of the Lufthansa heist.
Lufthansa. Is it Lufthansa?
Lufthansa Airlines.
Lufthansa. Yeah. So it's really like a... It's a great... It's perfect movie. I'll say it is a perfect movie.
So 5 out of 5?
Yeah, it's a masterpiece. It's one of the, like, most recent movies that I've seen. I'm like, okay, that's a great film. And the ending is so... You have to watch it. You have to watch it. 5 out of 5.
Okay. Wow. It's never happened before. Rare.
That's the third movie.
You are witnessing a one-of-a-kind event, folks.
Well, it is. It's a great... who's the actor? Tatsuya Nakadai. He was also in Portrait of Hell, which is a really good movie. I recommend that as well. Feudal Japanese movies, samurai movies, are very good. You should watch them. Anything by Kurosawa. This was by Masaki Kobayashi. All
right.
He did Kwaidan is a great movie too. He did
so
that.
He's like a
and Samurai Rebellion. I want to watch. I don't know where to find
actor. That, I mean director.
Yeah.
Cool.
So Harakiri, 1962, 5 out of 5. Check it out. There's some great, just perfection in that movie that you can't really find many other places. So yeah, that's
right
my mom.
All right, cool. All right, I got. Do I have anything for a vehicle?
Do you have anything you wish to talk about?
Let's see. I talk about what's it called? The movie. Radio visuals. I'm not.
Cole wrote me on a card saying, "Stop with the chair squeaking. It's too loud."
It's on. It comes across really loud on the mic.
Squeaky.
I was trying to
squeak.
It was a fat dingus.
Audio
it's
squeak.
It's
people
my chair.
Listening.
It's part of the ambiance.
It's part of the ambiance.
It's like if we had glasses tinkling.
If you have
a
problem with the squeaking,
if we were in a bar.
Give
you
us
know,
a dollar on Patreon.
Yeah, we'll get new chairs. Silent chairs.
As soon as you
silent,
as soon as you
weight.
Patreon us, I will stop squeaking my goddamn chair. Until then, you can shove it. All right, Cole.
Okay, I'm reviewing.
Well, we saw Sonic last
let's see.
Night.
What?
We saw Sonic last night.
Oh, you're taking over my review, huh?
No, I was just throwing out
whatever,
something.
Are you reviewing something?
Yeah. What are you reviewing?
I am going to review something bad. Okay, I'm on Netflix, and I have a history of watching questionable show content on Netflix.
Is this the show I'm thinking of
what?
That we all watched?
What?
Or...
Which one?
That
not
wasn't
the one
Netflix.
That we watched 5 seconds of.
The one
that
we watched 5 seconds of
oh,
before
no, no,
Sonic?
No, no,
okay,
no,
I was
no,
like, that's
no,
on
I don't
Netflix.
Even remember the name
that
of that.
That was Hulu.
I don't even remember
okay.
the name of that. It was that's so unmemorable. No, it's a show called The Circle, and it's on Netflix. So they have a bunch of vapid, sad 20-somethingers move into this apartment building, and they the only contact they have is through social media. So you can set yourself up as truly who you are, or you can catfish. And so let's just say, if there's anything that truly makes you sad for the future of our country, watch this show. Because you're just like, wow, are these the people that are going to take care of us in our old age? Fuck me. I think it's time for those Futurama boxes where you can walk in and get lasered.
Wow, you were going real dark.
No, it was, it's just... They have these things in these portals that they talk into, and it sends, you know, like you can private message a group or a single person that's in the house. Oh, my God. And it's such bullshit because it's like, oh my God, the circle does emojis. Oh, shit. There's some poor interns in the back having to write this shit that these people say. Type it up at 100 miles. It's so bad. But once you start watching it, it's hard to stop. So, I'll tell you that. It's hard to stop.
What's the what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Worst movie I've ever
the
seen.
The worst movie you have ever witnessed with your own eyes. I'm going to hit you. I'm going to kick you.
Worst movie I've ever seen?
Shit.
Worst movie I've ever seen? Off the top of my head, I can't think of something. I mean, there's a lot of bad movies out there. Sucker Punch, I thought, was pretty bad.
Really?
The visuals could have been good, but this, the just
it could
just,
have been good. The visuals
it
were
could have
good.
Been good. But
it was
just,
a, it was a visual was a, treat.
The yeah. visuals were good, but the story just didn't come together. Looks I didn't like that
insanity
that
insanity movie.
That's the only one that I think of lately. Beyond that, let's see something horrible. Oh, there's that Christmas movie with.
Are you getting your shit on the Christmas movie I like?
No, the one where they have the war over lights. The two guys across the street from each other.
Oh.
Matthew.
Danny DeVito, remember?
Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it? God, what a horror movie.
I don't even remember that.
It's called Shit on a Shingle, I think.
That sounds like a good Christmas movie.
Or Whose Ho is the Biggest Ho-Ho. I don't know. It's just bad. Anyway,
what's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Cole, what's the worst movie?
You like everything, so.
Oh my god. We didn't even talk about The Squeakquel.
What?
Deck the Halls, I found it.
The Squeakquel.
What do you mean?
Alan and the Chipmunks 2.
Well, that Squeakquel. I just call things The Squeakquel because that's such like a genius.
Yeah, it's
something
a,
someone
what a great
created.
Hook for a title.
The Squeakquel.
But what a bad movie.
I don't remember it even.
So, you're lucky. You, Cole. Worst movie you've ever seen.
There's a lot of movies that are, like, just completely immemorable.
Yeah.
And I guess that's, like, an offense.
Worst movie.
Yeah, that's more offensive than anything.
Than, like,
it
being bad.
The worst movie I've ever seen.
That you remember hating. That's... You remember being like, wow, what a sack of shit.
That's a hard one
for me. We saw a movie that I walked out just a while ago and was like, that sucked. Remember? I think you guys liked it, but I was like, that was horrible.
I don't...
God, I didn't like it or something.
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
I remember...
Anything you don't like.
I mean, at the time, I know that there are movies where I'm like, oh, that was bad, but I'm not like...
Nothing stands out to you as like, oh my God, that was awful.
He has something. He just doesn't want to say
it. No, I honestly don't.
I can see it in his eyes. He has something.
I honestly don't. I'm trying to think. I'm drawing a blank completely here. I'm all like... Do I not like
Little Women? Is that what you're gonna say?
I didn't even see Little Women, Little so Women. I couldn't say.
I hated 12 Years a Slave.
Wow! Why are you choosing? What is wrong with you two? Why would you? I didn't even see either one of those.
Cole, you're supposed to like that movie.
Cole. I can't think of a movie.
You can't think of anything.
I honestly can't think of any. Okay,
this what? Bit's going on too long.
Yeah, well, like...
You've been saying, like 12 minutes.
Fuck it, we're gonna get going. No,
okay.
I can't
Moving
think of
on.
Something.
Bro,
Moving
on. The worst movie you've ever seen.
No, we're playing the game.
The first movie...
God, we're 22 minutes in. Let's
start
this.
I remember despising. And it's the first movie, like, I was like, wow, you know, that was bad. It's a movie called The Family.
With De Niro?
With Robert De Niro.
That was an insult.
Oh, God, that one was
I was
bad.
Kind of excited for it, because
yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Well, because
it was a gangster
Bobby
film.
D.
But it was such a sack of shit.
Yeah.
It was so... I remember, like, hating it during watching. I don't
well,
know why.
Shouldn't it have just been called Give Me My Paycheck?
Yeah.
It really should have.
I hated it an inordinate amount
yeah.
for no reason. I don't... I mean, it wasn't like it was, like...
No, it was bad.
Offensively. It was just... a shitty movie, but there was something about it I remember just despising.
Well, I think...
You know what I hate?
I do know a movie.
What?
Colossal.
Oh, yeah. Because that was a fucking lie.
That was a lie. They
that
filmed
was a
that.
Lie.
I made that to
the
be
trailer
a
made it
it's like,
look
oh,
like it was
a
comedy.
Comedy. And you're like, what?
And then you go
no,
in there
a,
and you're
it's
like...
a fucking domestic abuse movie.
Yeah,
about,
I mean,
like,
if you had told
shitty
me that...
people.
If you told me that, I would have been like, okay... I could take it as it comes.
Yeah.
But going in thinking I'm seeing a wacky, fun film, and that hits you, it's like, wow, shit.
Yep. All right, well, we're going to start the game now.
All right.
So, top of the show notes.
Hot
just...
Rod sucked, too. Anyway, moving on.
Which one?
We need to watch Hot Rod again.
Hot Rod.
How
maybe
dare
I need to
you.
See
That's
it again.
On Netflix.
God, I when I saw it in the theater, I was like, this is just stupid.
Well, either way, I like him, so I'm going to rewatch
no,
it.
No, I mean, he's good.
He's
I
good.
Just... I just don't know. That movie was just like, oh, okay.
Well,
maybe I just didn't understand his humor at the
let's
time.
Keep going.
All
right. So, top of the show notes, I should
top
mention.
Top of the show.
I should mention, I misplaced the character. Please don't do that.
That makes a loud. Okay.
Go. Call.
Top of the show notes, I should mention I misplaced their character sheets for the D&D game, so you win some, you lose some. Yeah, so we're playing a game that I actually designed and made. It's called...
his own little hands.
Okay. It's called Adventure to the Cursed DMV. It's just a fun adventure game where you roll a d4 only, as though, and you have different stats, and you have stamina as your health. You're going to hear it played out, but I hope you like it. If you like it, you can find it for free on my Twitter. It'll be in the show notes. You could definitely check it out on there. I have it pinned.
Cole's Game Company. My tear-stained pillow game.
Right, Cole? That's mean. Don Dorpleone. So if you want to check it out, you can follow me on there. The link will be in the show notes. It's on there. So.
Follow it, you fuckers.
It's a fun game. So let's start this up.
How do we play this game?
How do we play it, Cole?
So you roll a d4.
We did. We rolled d4.
Cole did actually not explain anything. About this game to us.
We're coming
to
in blind here.
This
we
exact
just picked
moment.
Our names, and we picked between 1 to 4 what our swift wit, charm, and will are going to be, and then we put boxes down for our basically our lifespan.
This is a DMV game, by the way. So
the
prepare for lightning fast
DMV,
excitement about the DMV.
Looking at the DMV.
Adventure into the Cursed DMV.
Looking at the DMV.
So,
yep.
Each one of you is here for different reasons. You've come out today.
That's an awful movie, too. Shark Tale.
Oh, I thought you meant Car Wash.
No, that's a good movie.
Car Wash is a great movie.
Shark Tale.
Oh, Shark Tale's a stinker.
Remember with Will Smith is a fish, and then there's the shark. And then Will Smith has a fish.
Shark.
Will Smith has a fish girlfriend, I remember.
And the faces
and then they
were
play
just
Car
disturbing.
Wash. And it's like the weirdest, like...
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So!
Okay, so we're at the DMV. For different reasons.
No. So, you're not at the DMV yet.
Oh, I thought we were.
Okay,
no,
go ahead.
It's called... Just let me...
Roll with it. Go. Explain. We will be silent while you do your thing. Go.
The loudest one noise.
Go. Wake me up.
Cole, come on!
So... Both of you are in your hometown. You're back visiting, and either you've been living here for a minute or you're back visiting your hometown, but you realize for one reason or another, you must go to the DMV. The regular DMV in town is closed down. No one knows why, shortened hours, budget cuts, but you've been told about another DMV. It's on the outskirts of town, near the wooded area. Not many people make their way out there, but... You gotta get this license, or...
Between the closed nuclear plant?
Yeah, before...
And the haunted cemetery?
Yeah, exactly. Near the woods, and you make your way there. You both drive there, making your way over, parking your cars in like almost like a grass-like field. As you walk towards the woods, you see literally cut out almost on the edge of the woods is this building. It's dark, like this dark stonework. The DMV sign is slightly illuminated, but looks to be very miscared for and not well repaired.
Slightly flashing like a
slightly
like a bad like a bar in a bad neighborhood. Just
yeah, the light is dimly blinking, and you both approach.
Is there one of
you
those
see
bug
that
lamps out front.
What?
Is there a bug lamp out front?
Yeah, there's a bug lamp out front, of course.
I want a bug lamp.
So you both approach, having parked, and we see our two characters walking towards the DMV. Dad, go ahead and say your name and what you're here for today.
Okay, my character's name is Nick Danger Ruxpin, Teddy's brother. And I'm here to get a motorcycle.
Today's the day. You've had a car license for a while, but you finally bought that Maserati.
What? Maserati's a car.
What's the thing you have in the garage? Or had in the garage? Started with an M.
No. Moto Guzzi.
Moto Guzzi, thank you. I was
Maserati,
all like,
Maserati, what a dipshit.
I was like, what?
Get your shit together, boy.
A Moto Guzzi.
Maserati.
You have a Moto Guzzi. You have it all fixed up, but you've been pulled over once and they a couple times, and they said this is the last straw. Get the goddamn license, or we're going to take it away from you. So, you're in your hometown.
If I had a rubber hose.
You're in your hometown.
That's pretty low, mister. If I had a rubber hose, I'd beat the shit out of
you. You're back in your hometown, and today's the day. The only day you got, and the only time that's available to go get this license. You've passed all the tests. You've done your driving hours. But you actually need to go to the DMV and actually get the license itself. Okay. So you walk upwards. You're in towards the DMV. And you see another fellow walking towards you, towards the DMV as well. He's, love your face. He's in his like, 20s,
I'm 20-ish, because I'm a college student, right?
Yeah.
20s is...
Yeah, well, no. When you say 20s...
No. Late 20s, he'd be in graduate school if he was in... He would...
I'm not a doctor...
So, I play one on TV, though.
So, you see this guy, he's in, like, 20.
Around 20.
I hate this. And around 20, walking towards the DMV.
Build the world, Cole.
Around 20,
come on,
walking
man,
towards the DMV. Uh-huh. His car is not in great repair.
Okay, you're plotting this out as if it was, like, you were doing a movie shoot here. We're both here. We're parked. We're heading in. We're going to the DMV. He has an old car. I'm trying to get my motorcycle license.
Go.
Please explain your name and why you're going to the DMV.
I just did it.
Rowan is who I was trying to get to.
You were just talking about it. Why aren't you?
What's your name?
No, I wasn't.
My name...
I said explain what you look like.
My name's Ron Swensinger. I look like... a white guy, around 6 feet tall.
Random white guy.
Blonde hair, sideburns. Well, my hair is kind of brownish.
Yeah, it's
dirty
dark,
blonde. Dirty blonde. Sideburns.
The burns.
Military jacket, Vietnam jacket. And a gray. Long sleeve sweater.
Thermal
is the word. Jeans and Vans slip-ons. Classic checkered Vans slip-ons. That's what I look like in the game.
So, what are you there for?
What?
Why are you going to the DMV?
I need to get a new license because I lost it at a party.
At a rager, man.
Because, you know, I'm the type of party.
He's a person. Party animal.
I like parties.
Party.
Wow.
I am a party guy.
Born to
party guy. So
I'm a party man.
You go to college, you're back in your hometown. It's the only place that you can get a license issued after you lost it at that party. It's time to get a new one. You walk towards the DMV. As you enter, you see the doors slide open for you. These automatic doors slide open for you. You enter the room. It's dimly lit. You see it completely blank except for a couple of posters on the wall that are kind of half held on and of different like rules for the DMV and different like photos of celebrities and such. And you
celebrities?
See,
what the hell is going on?
You know,
is this a DMV or a diner?
No, there's like a... When you go to the DMV, they have... not celebrities.
They don't have celebrity photos, you dongus.
Not celebrities. They have like posters of people that have gone missing because it's really depressing.
Oh, yeah. Missing persons.
Yeah. Missing...
Celebrities.
Celebrity missing people.
They have portraits of celebrities. that have the words missing and a phone number underneath them.
Yeah. They have celebrities. Seen on milk cartons all around.
So you see that hanging
coming
on the wall.
To a milk carton.
The automatic doors close behind you. You see a lone kiosk in front of you, in the middle center of the room. There's a touch screen on it, and that's the only thing you see in the room.
All right.
How do we play?
I touch it.
All right.
When I think about it, I touch the screen.
So are you going to approach it? It's up to you. What do you wish to do?
Yes. I'm going to approach it like you would normally. You have to get a number to be served.
So you walk towards the screen. Do you approach as well, or do you stay in the back?
I'm behind him.
So, you both approach the screen.
And he gets in line like a normal human being.
Yep. And you both get in line like a normal human being. And as you approach the screen, you see...
How many people are there?
There's no one else in here, except for you two right now.
Okay.
It's a lone kit. The room is pretty much blank, except for, like, the rules on the wall and this lone kiosk that sits in the center of the room. It's dimly lit, and you're the only two in there right now.
That's a fantasy.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
In a DMV.
So this is a fantasy game.
I hate them.
So, as you walk towards the kiosk,
this isn't my type of mail. Sir, can you just get me a fucking license, please?
And so no, we go to the kiosk.
Nick, you walk up towards the kiosk, yes. And you watch the screen. You click on the screen, and you see a colorful face appear of a smiley face emoji. Just goes, "Hello, welcome to the DMV. What are you here for today?"
Was it the DNA guy from Jurassic Park?
Oh, that'd be cool—a little cartoon.
Howdy,
I'm here to get a motorcycle license. Man.
Jurassic Park is a good movie. You should watch it.
Lovely. Please answer this one question then so we can put you in the queue.
DQ?
In the queue.
Oh, I thought you said DQ.
In Dairy Queen?
I would like a, I will have a, what are they called again?
I want a heart exploder.
Exactly.
What are they called?
What are they called?
Belt Buster?
No, they're called Butt.
No, they have like some sort of
Blizzards.
Horrific...
Blizzards.
No, but what's the name of the burger?
Oh, the Belly
get?
Buster.
The Belly Buster? I want the Heart Stopper.
Exactly.
The Double Heart Stopper.
With cheese.
Answer this one question, please.
Okay. I'm ready.
What year did the Bigfoot first appear? Go ahead and roll a wits roll.
That's not a... There is no answer to that.
He's always been here. There's the answer.
No, because the first...
Wow, you actually pass.
The first sighting was by natives.
What?
They don't have an exact... The first sighting?
Was Native American.
Wait, are you saying by white people, Cole?
By whiteies?
It didn't say white people. It said when was the first sighting of Bigfoot?
Ancient times.
So what's your answer? You passed it, so what answer do you think?
I say, ancient times.
Ancient times?
Because the
appears to be correct!
The Patterson-Gimlin footage was the late 60s, right?
Yeah.
You watch as the machine, the face on the machine, the emoji starts changing, like, to smiling, frowning, like, almost like it's glitching out, as you see a number shoots at the bottom in towards you.
I grab my number.
You grab your number. As you grab it, you see the floor below you opens up, and you fall and slide down a slide.
Well, that sounds like a party.
We'll come back to you.
All right, party. I wouldn't grab a number if I saw that.
If someone just got shot down a death hole, like from H.H. Holmes.
It's like a slide. It's not a death hole. It's a slide.
Where he would like knock you out with gas and then drop you in a hole.
And then he'd do horrible things to you and then sell your skeleton to the medical school.
So. You know, he was a psychopath, but he was a financial genius.
So
he's not one, not,
you know.
So, Ron.
He used every part
I
of
was
the,
a serial killer.
He used every
I'd
part
make
of
every
creature.
Use of it, yeah.
So, Ron, the kiosk is open.
From tip to tail.
I guess I... approach it. What else am I going to do? Leave? I don't know. My session's over. Now I go up to the screen and poke it.
Hello! Welcome to the DMV. What can I do for you today?
Do they call themselves the DMV?
Yes. DPS here in Texas.
Oh, okay.
It's DMV in California.
Okay.
And everywhere else.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
DPS.
DPS.
Go ahead. Machine.
that you never answered why you were here.
I need a new license.
Oh, license replacement.
Did I spell license wrong?
You're asking the wrong person.
No, I'm out of character. It's L-I-C-E-N-S-E, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I spelled it L-I-S-C-E-N-C-E. Oh, like a moran. Go ahead, like computer.
That's like if you were trying to...
Thank you!
Trying to register the creatures in your hair.
Thank you!
I got some license.
So, who really assassinated JFK? Go and roll wits.
Was it the Cubans?
It was...
Or was it the Mafia?
Not to... Okay, you're opening a can of worms here. All right.
Go and roll wits!
It's really hard to believe that one person can pull off something like that. Is that just me?
I mean, it was a magical shot.
Two.
What's your wits?
Two.
Oh, so you passed. So, what did you answer?
Your three shots.
Yeah.
In what? Like 6 seconds?
And from that distance.
Landing two?
From that distance at that speed. That's a little ridiculous.
Okay, the second shot is what I'm mostly concerned about.
The grassy
so,
gnome.
Who really did it?
the grassy gnome.
There was a perfect storm of enemies.
Yeah.
Coming together. The CIA didn't like him, so they didn't protect him that well. They didn't check any of the windows.
Yeah.
Right?
The
they have this
the
this route
like
that turns every 5 minutes. It has to slow down and turn like 17 times with an open car. Is that just me, or is that like a security risk, and they don't check any of the windows?
So you're saying this all to the kiosk, and he goes,
and then there's
I'm waiting to hear who you
enemies with the mafia. Well, I'm sure, what's his name? Lee. He was a shooter. I don't think that's a... But I don't think he was alone. I think he was the... Pin it all on him. I definitely think there's a second shooter.
Who do you think the second shooter was?
Jack Ruby was not the second shooter. But I think he might have had something. Just come out and shoot him. Out of nowhere. There is no answer to that. It's someone else. I don't know.
I think it's Mafia probably had...
Mafia.
Had something to do with
the
it.
The Mafia
maybe
is your final
the
answer?
The Mafia had some kind of... It seems like the Mafia was working in concert. It's probably the CIA. Probably the CIA.
It's the CIA, and then the Mafia had maybe had a little do something with
they
it.
They helped cover it up something.
Yeah. The thing is... The thing is, okay.
You watch as a tinfoil hat slowly descends
no,
on the
listen
emoji.
To me, okay.
The emoji's
what,
face.
What they say is...
I just need an answer here, man. I can give you a
second,
number afterwards.
The second bullet is said to go through JFK's neck, through the seat, into the back of the governor, out the front of the governor, through the wrist of the governor, and into his leg, and come out perfect on his stretcher.
Back and to the left.
Just a perfect bullet
back
on it, like a completely intact bullet on
back
a stretcher?
And to the left.
Is that just me, or is that like the dumbest? They found the bullet on the stretcher completely intact, and they're saying it went through 17 things.
You hear the thing goes, just Tate puts a tinfoil hat and goes, beats me! I'm no longer sure of what's happening.
I'm sorry.
Here's your number. As it shoots a number at you, you grab it and the chute opens up again and you slide down the chute. As you both slide down the chute, you find yourself propelled and shot into two very uncomfortable plastic chairs sitting in a large waiting room. You look around you and you see that there are various other people and creatures sitting around you. As you look around to your left and right, you see what looks to be like a zombie in a flannel. You
what?
See a wolf man. You see what looks to be a pair of regular humans all just sitting there holding similar numbers. And you see this large waiting room. There are like 5 doors in the room across each one of the 4 walls.
Is this Dr. Mushbrain's DMV?
various various doors across all the walls, and you see and you hear over the loudspeaker soothing music coming over the loudspeaker, and you look around at the people waiting, and you hear a number get called every now and then. Sometimes they get up, sometimes they don't. As you're sitting there, what do you wish to do?
So literally we're just sitting in a DMV. That's this game right now.
That's where you're in a waiting room right now, but you hear see monsters and other people waiting, and there are five doors in the room.
Do we have a number?
You have a number.
When is the what's the number on right now?
Number 718.
What's our numbers?
1000, 1001.
Did you just say number 72?
Yep.
How many people are in the DMV with us?
You look around and there appears to be like four or five other people.
But we're number 72 out of 1,000.
Yep. He's 1,001.
You know,
There are five doors.
We should go talk to... Well, why don't we ask around and see what the deal is here?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, Wolfman. why are you a Wolfman?
And, Wolfman's got nards.
Yeah, why are we number 1,000 and there's a 72? Is there another room of people waiting?
Yeah. You're going to go talk to the Wolfman?
That's what, yes. I just...
Go ahead and give me a charm roll as you walk up towards the Wolfman.
I have a charm of 1. So.
Charm of 4. You said it, so go ahead and give me a roll.
Should I do it? He says it. I say
no,
it.
No, you are rolling.
I say it.
No, he says
roll
it.
Roll a charm.
He says
2.
It.
2.
He does it. He wins.
So you pass.
Thank you. I'm like, hey, baby, what do you use? What kind of shampoo do you use? Your hair looks beautiful.
Ronald.
So you walk up to the Wolfman and say this, and he just goes...
He goes, I use Pert 3-in-1 from the dollar store.
I go shopping at the dollar store. It's great. I use the 3-in-1.
What's the stuff you have up there?
It gets a little bit of... It gets my hair.
You mean my
hair? It gets my hair.
No, we have something up there.
Oh, when I'm in my human form.
You use Pert 3-in-1.
Do we?
I think so, yeah.
Well, Cole has... I think we, like, have a thing of Afro Sheen. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you do. It's not,
I think,
Afro-Sheen.
We dead ass have a thing. No, it's actually... Okay, wait a
it's
second.
It's not Afro Sheen, but it's grease for...
No,
for,
I think it's actually Afro Sheen.
Are
really?
We calling me out like this?
Really? All right.
We're entertaining.
No, here we go.
Can you
we're
really
back.
Not entertain for 2 seconds?
We
gone.
Yeah, we're back.
What?
God
it's not Afro Sheen.
No,
was it?
It's Murray's Superior.
Yeah, it's back, and they've been making that since the '70s.
But it
it's
has a picture of two people with afros.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was.
It's for giving it that shine.
Yeah.
The sheen.
It's actually
sheen.
A thick wax. It takes
it really
2 weeks. To wash out of your hair.
It does not come out.
It's brutal.
So
that's why it's underneath the counter.
Yes.
Yeah. So, as you're sitting there, you go, oh, yeah, my 3-in-1 dollar store.
And then a flea bath?
Yeah, and a flea bath. I got the flea collar. As he pulls down his flannel, he's all like, he's got this white collar.
Oh, wow. I got that recently, so it was real nice. So, what are you two doing here?
Well, we ask him the question we ask.
Oh, what was the question?
Is there another room with more people? Because we have, like, a giant number, and it says 72 on the wall.
No, man.
Come on, man.
There's the one number. I mean, I'm only...
We asked the wrong guy. This guy has a dog brain.
I'm only 70. I'm number, well, mine's just an 8 sideways.
An 8? Infinity?
Infinity.
Yeah, I've been waiting a while.
How long have you been here, man?
All right, so there's a whole bunch of doors.
Just...
I say we start checking the doors.
It's 19...
What?
It's 19...
I say we check the doors.
83.
Holy shit. 1983.
It's 1983.
I've been here a while, then.
How,
all right.
How, okay, never mind.
Time to check this guy.
Next door.
Let's
you're
go
just
going to
go for a door, not any other people?
No.
What, there's
the
a
doors.
Zombie, some corpse that's been here for millennia, and then, like, 5 humans?
I want to go to the door.
A bunch of poor losers who fell through the hole, too.
Yeah, we stuck. Oh, I'm looking at the only thing is doors. There's not anything that says exit above it, right?
No.
Okay, just let's doors. Do some doors, man.
Door number one, compadre.
All right, you go for the, so there's one door to your left, one to your right, two in front of you, and one behind you.
I didn't get anything you just said,
go to
so.
Door to the left.
Door to the left.
Door to the left? You walk to the towards the door to the left. You grab on the handle and you open it. The door opens and it's a room filled, like, as far as the eye can see, just filled with various tables. And sitting at each one of the tables, you see what looks like a chupacabra in a button-up shirt with a collar. And they're wearing these small glasses, circular glasses, and they're typing away on a computer
chupacabras
screen.
Chupacabras are dogs with mange.
Well, you see a bunch of that typing away on a computer screen.
They have caught several. There has been several slayings of chupacabras.
Man, Ro just looked this up recently.
And they are actually just feral dogs with mange.
Yep, mangy dogs.
Like hairless dogs.
Well, you see a bunch of them.
Stanley was a chupacabra at one point.
Exactly.
So, if you're telling
Stanley
me
Cobra.
There's a dog in a button-up shirt, a hairless mange dog in a button-up shirt, is that what you're saying?
With circular glasses typing away at a computer screen.
Okay.
As far as the eye can see, you see a bunch of them sitting behind these screens.
Well, they're all chupacabras?
Yeah.
I don't want to get mange, so I think we should leave this room.
Yeah, I think so too.
Next room.
I'm not down
so
with the mange.
You see that one of them lifts their head up and just goes,
hey. How's it going, buddy? Are you living? What?
Yeah, stay away from me.
Wait, come here. I want a pet.
I like my hair.
We're going.
Next door!
We slam the door right in his little face.
You slam the door as you hear
goat's covered.
As you slam the door, you go back into the room and
he
look.
Has a goat flavored he has a goat flavored go-gurt.
You go back into the room and you hear the loudspeaker number goes, number 76.
Next door.
Door right, man.
On the right?
Uh-huh.
Did the Wolfman finally get his due?
No.
He's 80-something.
I thought, no, he said, Cole said he was 70-something.
No, he's
83, Cole said.
No, the
no,
Wolfman goes,
year is 80.
I got a weird-looking number on
that's
the
right,
side.
Oh, he's
eight
infinity.
On the side.
That's right.
All right, call.
One day he'll get me.
Next door to the right.
The door on the right. So you go all the way across, passing the zombie and the various other people waiting in here. They're all sitting, waiting, looking at their numbers. You go to the door on the right. You open that door, and you see sitting there behind a single desk with a big stamp, just doing papers. Puts paper in front of him, stamps it to the right. It's paper, stamp, right. You see a person. You see a person as outline only with a large lamp, like, behind them, so it only illuminates their outline. You're not able to get any of their features, and they just keep doing the paper
stamp. So like a ghost
stamp.
Person.
Paper?
Like a ghost person.
You can't tell. It's a solid outline of a person. You just can't see because the lamp's behind them.
Okay. So, I don't know. Should we check out what they're stamping, Ron?
Yes.
We'll check out what they're stamping.
So you walk
what
in.
What is stamping down?
The door closes behind you.
Are we picking up what you stamping down?
And and as you walk towards him,
uh-huh.
Or towards this figure, as you walk closer, you see the figure starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you see, like, you walk up and you didn't realize that this is, like, a gigantic figure sitting on this table. And as you get closer, the stamping gets louder and louder as it hits the table.
Uh-huh.
You walk closer and you're standing and this table is about 80 feet above you. This figure is a giant and he's doing this giant
stamps.
So we
must have walked for like an hour to get this close.
You walked a while.
Okay. Got it.
And as you're walking towards the figure, you just hear it muttering to itself. What do you wish it did?
Well, can we see what the stamp says? Because we're close enough. If it's that huge, it's above us.
We should be able to kind of read out what it says.
You hear the stamp either says approved, and then he clicks a button and it says just unapproved. Approved, unapproved. As he's just hidden the papers.
Okay, I'm not sure what we're supposed to do.
I don't know what this is, what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know what we're supposed to
do. What is this? What are we doing here? Okay, so.
Excuse me!
On reflection, we arrive at a DMV.
Yes.
Fall down a hole with a bunch of.
Yes.
A werewolf, a zombie.
Some hoes.
And then two other humans.
We're down in the hole.
Open one door to a bunch of hairless dogs in buttoned up shirts typing.
Yes.
We leave.
Yes.
We open up another door to a large elder god on a desk. Dejecting.
It was driving me nuts. Sorry.
Disapproving.
Approving or.
Deproving.
Or rejecting. Not approving. Yes.
Papers
of some sort. What papers? Let's ask him. What are you approving? What are you approving or not approving?
I'm approving the wait list, of course.
Hey, can we?
I think we're approved. Where do we go?
Hey, my guy. They told us to come here because we need to jump ahead in line.
Yes, we've been approved.
What can you just approve us real quick for our license, and we'll be on our way.
Go ahead and give me a wits roll as you...
You got good. All right,
go ahead and give me a charm roll, actually, as you try and coerce this figure.
Something else.
No. Give me a charm roll. Not you! You're not talking! He is!
Every other goddamn roll, done two charm rolls.
Go, Ro.
Well, that's the way you were saying
it. Is there a will roll?
I put a will and a swift. Are we even going to use those?
Yes, you are. Hey, you see that there are a bunch of proof papers. You could maybe try and grab one
and
run it out of the room.
Yeah. I got a 2. I have a charm of 1.
So you fail. Go ahead and mark off one of your boxes.
Beautiful. That's great.
All right. So I think we should try to steal one of his things.
So you want
I have
to,
a 3 swift.
You say that. He goes, I am all-knowing. I know who is approved and unapproved. You two are unapproved.
Well, then let's steal an approved paper.
How about I use a will roll to get approved,
yes.
Sir?
Will you approve us?
I rolled a 4. I win. I get my license.
What are you trying to do now?
I don't know. I just
paper.
Failed.
You're going to try and steal
paper?
Paper?
Why not?
Well, I don't know what we're doing here. I don't know what this thing is.
I don't know what the purpose is either.
I don't know what's going on in this universe.
As the little crab in Little Mermaid says, I don't know what the porpoise is.
You can attempt to steal a paper. It's a
I'm stealing it.
All right. So you kind of climb up onto the table.
2.
To get
I got it.
Look.
My swift is 3.
And you see that there's a stack of proof papers. You rush up. These papers are giant. And you grab it. And you kind of turn it into
no,
paper.
No, you know what I do? I grab it. I jump off the desk holding it like a parachute. And fly my way down.
And you fly your way towards the door.
Yes.
And as you make your way towards the
Has
door...
Has that ever worked?
Of course not. In cartoons.
You fly your way towards the door.
I'm using cartoon.
Well, I'm wondering if anyone's ever used
umbrella?
Or a big piece of tarp.
Probably.
Like they grab each end of a tarp and then they
Problem
jump.
Problem is you'd have to scoop the air and catch the air in it. And even then, it's not like it would... stop you, it would just capture a certain amount of air and then you'd fall.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So you manage to get an approved paper for your number. And you fly your way out of the room. Your compatriot follows along with you and you both rush out of the room. Uh-huh. As you do, the paper disappears and you look at the number on your numbers, and you realize that it goes down from 1,000 and 1,001 to 80. And do you hear over the loudspeaker, number 80.
Where do I go?
80.
Wait. I'm here!
Wait, so we stole a piece of paper that disappeared
in
our hands, and then the number on our ticket went down to 80.
Yes.
Okay, so
All right. You sped up your line. You got an approved paper.
So I'm. Where do we go? Where do we go? Is there a light? Is there a booth? Is there something we're you supposed to follow?
You yell out. You're here. You're here. You watch the door directly behind you opens.
And I go.
It's time.
Good luck, fellas. To see the... wah, wah, wah. Good luck, fellas. I hope you get your number.
Who's that?
The Wolfman.
The Wolfman.
Hey, Wolfman, go you know what? Steal a paper.
Let's, you know what? How about this? We grab a zombie's leg on the way out, and we go, here, boy, here, boy. We throw it. See if the Wolfman will fetch it.
Is that harassment of the zombie?
Yes.
Or ripping a zombie's limb off and then throwing it at a wolf?
Hashtag Zutu. Zom2.
Zom2.
So, you make your way outside the... you make your way through the back door and into this room. You watch as you walk through the room. You see a bunch of booths in there, and you see a light flicks on with the number 80.
Okay, I go over to the booth.
All right, you two approach this booth. Uh-huh. As you approach the booth, you see what you see, like there's a veil in front of it, and you just see the outline of like a woman sitting behind.
Is it like the snake lady from Big Trouble?
Yes, and that's not Big Trouble.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, no. What is the one where he goes down to the basement and that's a snake woman?
The Golden Child.
Oh, that's right. The Golden Child. God, I got my... Wow, I crossed over the Golden Child with... Oh, jeez. Okay, go ahead.
So...
Two classic films mixed together in a hybrid film.
So you watch as you see this woman standing behind the...
Big Trouble with the Golden Child.
Yeah. You see this woman stands behind the counter and you see she starts going...
You know what? Maybe the Golden Child grows up to be Egg.
Egg Shen.
Egg Shen.
She goes...
In my universe, that happens.
She goes...
Okay, but
so.
Egg Shen is in the Golden Child.
Yeah,
I know.
Egg Shen.
She goes...
Is he still living?
So.
No.
You two
James
are
Hong
here to...
Still living.
You two are here to obtain licenses, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful. I'm going to need you to fill out a W4, W321... Section 795, and she keeps listing off these different forms. Her voice is very soft and very soft and very mellowing, and you feel your eyes are fluttering ever so much. Go and give me a willpower roll to
to
stay awake.
I lose.
Rowan,
I'm a
James Hong is 90. I win automatically anything I roll.
He's got a four.
He's got a four. The fun of it is a roll, but okay.
There's no point.
Roll the fucking dice.
I'm not rolling the dice.
I want to hear the noise.
There.
Oh, wow, I win. Wow, what a surprise.
He got it.
James Hong is 90.
Really?
Yes.
So, that's
awesome.
You watch
he
as...
He plays the stork in Kung Fu Panda.
Well, that's right. He plays the dad.
The dad.
You watch his...
That's right. That's his voice. I forget.
He's not a stork. He's a duck.
I thought he was like a stork.
No, no, stork is one of the...
That's David, what's his name? Plays a stork.
David Spade?
Is it
David
Spade?
Cross?
Yeah, I think Cross. But you watch as...
Oh, it's David Cross.
Yeah. You watch as Nick starts, like, fluttering off and, like, almost falling asleep. Go ahead and mark off when your stamina as...
damn it!
Mark off when your stamina.
One of my boxes.
One of your boxes.
I got screwed.
And
like
you kind of start snoring... we see Ron.
You know what's funny? That happens to me at the DMV in reality all the time.
We see Ron, eyes just keep focused, listening to all the forms, just kind of nodding, like, yep. And she finally gets to the end, and he just sits there awake, and he kind of nudges you. And as he nudges you, you come snap back to it, and she goes, lovely. Well, just place your hand on the screen. And all those will electrically sign for you. And then we can get you queued up in your line.
I feel
line.
Like we're going to get electrocuted.
And then we can queue you up in line for getting in line for your license.
Is that a duck?
Pretty sure.
I think it's some kind of like weird critter.
Like a
maybe,
swan?
It's like a duck.
It's got too long of a beak for a duck.
So
it's
you place your
looking.
Hands on the... hands on the screen.
Okay.
And as you place your hands on the screen, you see it scans it, and then you see once again below you the floor lets out, and she goes, Have a pleasant drive. As you slide, as you slide down the tube, you find yourself shot onto the front of a motorcycle, and you find yourself in the driver in the front one. You find yourself on the driver's seat of a motorcycle.
Oh, I'm sitting on the front fender.
No. On the front seat of the motorcycle, and you find yourself in the driver's seat of a car. And you look out before you, as you're sitting there in your respective vehicles, you look to your right and you see standing there, kind of hunched over with a clipboard, large wings. You see the Mothman standing there. He's got a cigarette in his mouth and he goes, I can see all the possible outcomes, and I need to know, but the law requires me to watch you drive, so get to it! As he yells that, your vehicles automatically start up and start driving off in speed down this course. I need swift rolls.
You got it. I ain't that swift, though.
So he's the actual Mothman?
I want to see the Mothman statue.
I got it. I did it.
I need a swift roll from you.
Where's the Mothman statue?
Point Pleasant, isn't it? Isn't
that where the Mothman's from?
Yeah. New Jersey?
Swift, I failed.
I'm from Jersey.
So.
You're from Jersey?
You watch as Ron starts taking down the course, turning the corners, and you watch as you try and take one of the corners, but you take it a little hard and you ding your car a little bit, and you keep driving, though, making your way down this course. Pulling down this course and keep going straight. You accidentally blow through a stop sign, and you see a large ramp is coming up, and you see a large chasm in front of you. You step your foot on the gas.
Is it chasm
or
chasm?
I'm just joking. Okay, I'm all like, I don't know the difference.
Chasm?
You step your foot on the pedal, and the car begins to pull up and jump over.
He Thelma Louise it?
And tries to Thelma Louise it. And we watch
as
from behind you.
What?
They explode.
You watch as from behind you the motorcycle. You hear the loud engine of the motorcycle as he takes every corner swiftly and straight and narrow, following all rules of the road. You see the jump is coming as well, and you gun it. You see he's not going to make it, and you watch as you reach your hand out. Ron opens the door, jumps you, grabs your hand, and you pull him across the chasm.
So we're totally like Furious.
Yeah.
The Fast and the Furious style, yes. Yeah.
And you jump over the chasm, and you make it to the other side.
Hot damn.
As you park.
As you park,
you see the Mothman is standing there going.
Does he give us a thumbs? Two moths up? Thumbs up?
He takes a drag and just goes, well, I saw that all coming. But, nevertheless, very impressive, very impressive.
Of course, yeah. Because we're the shit. The shit!
So, follow me.
Alright.
He takes the clipboard, throws it underneath his arm, and he walks towards a shack on the side of this road. He keeps the door open for you.
I don't want to follow anybody into
What's
a
the
shack?
First movie that has that kind of ending? The Thelma and Louise ending?
Well,
Vanishing Point.
Vanishing Point does, yeah.
Pretty early.
That's an early one where he's 71. About to just eat his shit. Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid have that.
Yeah.
Butch and Sundance, that's a great ending. Yeah. They cut away at the end.
Yeah, that's...
They don't show him
getting
riddled.
Is that the first one?
I don't know.
Like the I'm going out kind of ending?
No, I'm sure there's old westerns that do that. There has to be some World War II black and white, like where they're like Blaze of Glory type shit. There has to be like Tora Tort or some like movie where they're like, you know, it's like where he runs screaming into a thing or with a grenade or runs with machine gun through into the thing. There has to be something.
So you follow him into the shack and
enough. Movie love.
No, I'm just
thank you very much. Okay.
You follow him into the shack and he sits
the love shack?
into the shack, and he sits behind a desk, and you watch as he takes out a he takes out a tome, like a large book, and takes it out and places it on the counter and turns it around towards you, and flips it open. You see there are various lines of people have written their names on, and there are two open at the bottom. He goes, "All right, sign your name here."
I sign my name.
As you, he goes, "All right, and do you sign your name as well?"
Yes.
You both sign your names. The text.
Now we own a timeshare in Boca. Fuck!
The text illuminates and goes, "All right, well, now that you've done that, do you want to sit? We got timeshares down in Boca. We got some in Florida. You got a little bit in Point West.
Boca is in Florida.
I got some in Point West.
In Key West?
In Key West. No, Point West. It's the shittier version of Key West.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. I like that call.
Thank you.
That was pretty good. I like that one call.
And he goes, "Well, no, not interested. That's fine. That's fine. For your final test to obtain the Mighty License."
The Mighty Bisons?
The Mighty License.
Oh, it sounded like you said bisons. I'm like, what are we doing now? Why do I have bison involved?
I need you to swatch.
Come on. Think it out before you poop it out your mouth. Come on.
For your final test.
For your final test. Thinks about a test.
I need you to swatch.
What?
Pardon? For your final test, you will enter the room behind me. There. The administrator will test your worth. If you pass, you will obtain your license.
It's a cat.
Should you fail, you will have to come here another day during operating hours and redo all the tests.
Oh, Cole, this is just sad. This what was going to happen on Cole? No, not that. Not this. This is a bunch of kittens.
Well, like, what are you talking about?
I'm looking at cats. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
We have to come back and take all the tests again.
Should we fail.
We have to start again.
So he opens up the door behind him, and it leads into this large hallway.
Uh-huh.
And you see sitting behind the counter, there are two people. You see JFK and Bigfoot sitting there.
But he's dead. Are they playing Parcheesi?
Why is JFK alive?
Because he's hanging out with Bigfoot.
He had a heart attack in a nursing home, remember?
Yeah.
After the CIA turned him black.
And then took some of his brain and put a sandbag in there.
Yeah.
So
everyone knows that.
He's sitting there behind the counter, and you
remember
see...
Remember that documentary you saw?
Yes. Boa Hotep, the greatest documentary ever. You see them behind the counter. They're looking at pieces of paper, and you can clearly see your photos are on these pieces of paper, and they go... So, you've passed most of the tests.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have to ask, do you think you're worthy of that motorcycle license?
Yes.
And why are you? Go and give me a charm roll.
Yes. All right, I'm doing it. I'm getting charming.
Another goddamn charm roll.
Oh, I killed it, Cole. Killed it.
So what do you say to make them worthy? Think you're worthy.
Of my license.
This is JFK talking.
What?
This is JFK asking you.
I ask you this. It's not what I can do for this license. It's what this license can do for me.
Have you listened to JFK talking to a naval commander? After someone took a picture of a soldier next to a... like a super expensive bed that they put on a ship.
A bed?
For Jackie Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Because she was, pregnant at the time or something.
Oh, okay.
And they got, this super expensive bed, and they took a picture of it. And he's super pissed, yelling at this naval commander. What type of morons put the goddamn ship super expensive bed? I want him fired.
Fire, nice hat.
You're a bunch of idiots.
Y'all a bunch of
morons.
You
need to look it up. It's great.
So he just looks
his
at you.
His accent was great.
Yeah.
He just looks at you and goes,
Mayor Quimby.
Wow. He just looks at you and goes, wow, that's one of my better speeches. Know what, son?
I am a
You
bird.
Deserve that license. As you watch as he pulls from his pocket at the motorcycle license.
Does he scrape
and hands it to you?
With a little bit of brain bits off of it, flick him off.
He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry about that. I had an accident." As he hands you the
Shaving
license.
Shaving accident.
CIA shot my brains out.
CIA shot my brains out, and they put a little bit of bag of sand in there, you see, to control me. He hands you the license, and then you look as Bigfoot and looks at you and goes, "So,
wear a helmet, my friend.
I heard that you were partying, my partying, and lost your license, Ron."
"Yes. I'm a party man."
"Be honest with me.
I'm the partier."
Be honest with me, Ron. How did you really lose your license?"
"Well, according to my character sheet, it says I lost it at a party, but I don't know. I guess it's just gone. It doesn't really matter, does it, Bigfoot?" "Mr. Bigfoot at a DMV."
"Bigfoot.
I'm not sure why this universe exists, but
"Show your worth, then." He pulls out his arm and goes, "Arm wrestle me for your license."
"Will, I win. Thank you."
"You got exactly a 4.
I automatically win. I beat Bigfoot in the arm wrestling competition. Now.
You walk up to the table. You arm wrestle. It's tit for tat.
What?
Tit?
Tit for tat.
Tit?
You tat his tit?
You flick him on the nipple.
Tat the Bigfoot.
And he just goes, "Oh, dirty play."
Wait, I dead ass tapped his titty? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm joking.
No.
Tap that titty.
And titty as you.
And he says, nice move? I don't like where this is going.
Cole, I think
nice
move,
slapping my titty.
Okay, sir.
What is this RPG you made here, Cole? Slapping Bigfoot titties.
I was joking, and then it got off the rails. He goes, "You have nobly defeated me, sir. Here," as he reaches in his fur, he watches a license is produced with your photo on it. "Here you are, sir.
Let me take this out of my titty."
"This was in my titty pouch.
My real name's Big Titty."
A misconception. As he hands you the license, both of you obtained your license. They go, "Well," JFK goes, "Well, me and Marilyn have a little party going on in the back. Why don't you save for a little bit of music and party with us, and then you can leave for the night."
Marilyn.
What do you
think about her? Was she killed dead?
Yes.
You see,
killed by the CIA.
The door,
I believe so, too.
You see the door opens, yeah. And you watch as the door opens. You see Marilyn Monroe and a bunch of people dancing in the back room. There's a band swinging, and the music starts up.
There's some swingers? Damn, that might be it.
And the music starts up.
Swing.
Come shine.
hope you enjoyed this episode of One Nerd, Two Nooms.
Whatever that was.
I don't know what happened here.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I feel like I'm not sure.
That was 100% on the fly, I'm assuming.
Yes, exactly.
Cole made this game up at a DMV.
You know what, Cole?
And we played it.
I appreciate the fact that you went for it.
Because we could not find the character sheets. So we played this thing. So hopefully it was fun.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's better than what most people could pull out of their assholes. So that's good.
I thought you guys were having fun.
It was an asshole pull, but it was pretty good for an ass pull.
Yeah, exactly.
For an ass pull, thank you.
Yes. I think that should be the name of this segment, Cole.
The ass pull episode. Is that the name of the episode?
Cole tried his best. That's the name of the episode.
I like it.
So, well, we'll be back with a regular episode next time. We hope you enjoyed this, nevertheless. I'm Cole Sorensen. With me, as always,
Tim Sorensen.
Rowan Sorensen.
And?
If you don't hear it from anybody else today, you'll hear it from us. We love you.
Man. And if one person, just one person, was saved by this podcast from flicking the titty of a Bigfoot, then it was all worth it.
Hashtag big titty.
Hashtag big titty. Yeah. All right, so we'll see you again next time.
And,
bye, everybody.
And you do want to send a shout-out to Chris Fagan.
Who?
Shout-out, Chris Fagan.
Who's Chris Fagan?
He's a guy who's breeding pigeons for food.
Qua?
Look it up. All
right.
Bingo.
Well.
Pigeon. Hashtag pigeons. Next food source.
Well, all right. Bye, everybody.
I think we're going to have
end on that.
Cockroach bars like in Snowpiercer. Remember in Snowpiercer?
Yes, I remember. Yes.
Where they have the big cockroach grinding machine?
Yes.
Yep. That was pretty cool.
Food bar that they have to eat.
Yay.
All right. Well, we're going to leave on that. Go watch Snowpiercer. Check out
some
the pigeon
cockroach bars.
Yeah, and make sure, though, that if that shit happens, that you have a little kid that you can put down in that hole to make sure the train keeps going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want
to keep the train running.
Yeah. Okay, well, bye.
Bye.
That's a depressing movie.
Yeah.
Because they die in the end.
I haven't stopped recording.
Can you stop recording? I was talking about Snowpiercer. I thought you ended the recording, and I was just talking about Snowpiercer.
You kept going, so I assumed that.
Okay, stop it.
All right, bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.